Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you can download the Civic Media app. Take me with you wherever you are. You can also use that app to find our older shows, even shows from yesterday. And, of course, you can find all of our prior shows wherever you get your favorite podcast from. So you can start at the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us/shows. You can also check out the Maggie Dawn Show on Apple Pods, Spotify, and again, wherever you get your favorite pods. Please do that. Share it with friends, because the more people get informed, even when they're ticked off about what I'm saying, maybe it causes somebody to do a little Google. We got a whole encyclopedia right at our fingertips. Do a little Google. Do a little research. Let's get out of our bubbles together. Let's engage. Before the break, I was talking about the layoffs by Donald Trump. These are entirely discretionary. He's, of course, trying to blame the Democrats for this. That's hogwash. This has been the plan of Russell Vogt, the MAGA movement, the Heritage Foundation, the billionaire overlords forever. Why? Because you dismantle and make the federal government dysfunctional. Basically, the billionaire oligarchy here in the United States, and I'm talking about Peter Thiel, who's been traipsing all over talking about the Antichrist. You got fewer people or no government that ensures that air is clean, your water's clean, that we actually have competitive capitalism and not oligarchs that are basically running monopolies to extract all of the wealth of the middle. Anyways, you get the point. I listed, I think, a pretty shocking list of the cuts. And here's the question to you all. Like, what's the theme here? The Office of Civil Rights in the Education Department. The folks in the Education Department working on the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. Again, the Office of Special Education Programs. The Department of Health and Human Services subdepartment that distributed funding into high-poverty communities to combat disease. Anybody catching a theme here? The Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity in HUD. The Office of Public and Indian Housing. The Office of Community Planning and Development, which distributes billions of dollars to fund affordable housing in HUD. The EPA firing hundreds of people that work on hazardous waste cleanup and enforcement of regulations. They're cutting the stuff that matters to small people. And by small, I don't mean to denigrate our power collectively, but I mean the people who can't cut the big checks. That's who they're targeting. That's me, that's you, that's the conservatives on the text line screaming about this right now. We're only 10 months in. You think you're actually feeling the impacts of this stuff? What the Trump administration is doing? No, you're not. Not even close. Again, folks, remember, we here at Civic Media, and me especially, want to hear from you. We've set up a dedicated phone line and email for you to tell us here at Civic all about how the big, brutal bill, the disrespect being shown to middle-class working folks, to entrepreneurs, to gig workers, to farmers, to small business owners, to tell us about how the big brutal bill, how the shutdown, how this chaos being sown by Donald Trump to line his own pockets and make his billionaire buddies happy, how it's impacting you. That email address is wematter@civicmedia.us. That's wematter@civicmedia.us. And the phone line's 855-755-0771. Yesterday, I spent some time talking about and trying to debunk the fact that the MAGA movement wraps itself in a fit of unbelievable hypocrisy in three things. I talked about the Christianity, the cross that happens, the veneration of Charlie Kirk, Donald Trump, and others. That's part of it. They wrap themselves in the flag, and they wrap themselves in this concept of law and order. All of that is a lie and distractionary. It's meant to try to make some to make them able to say Democrats are the Antichrist and the devil and evil. It's made to permit the MAGA movement to say we're the only true patriots, and anybody who objects, anybody who dares to go to the No Kings protest on Saturday, that means you hate America. These are lies. They're not little lies. They're damn huge, fat, steaming piles of lies. And of course, the law and order thing, that's just made to try to placate the MAGA masses so that they don't realize that what Donald Trump is doing is antithetical to the most basic values that we all should hold dear and protect here in the United States. And I'll get to more of that probably tomorrow. But having talked about Christianity and religion as this distractionary and exclusionary tactic deployed by MAGA, it was really interesting to me that Donald Trump then made the point for me yesterday, calling the left and Democrats literally trading in the devil's ideology. Take a listen to this.
They know that they're failing. They have the devil's ideology, and they're failing, and they know it. They feel it, and they become violent. They seem to become very violent on the left.
Except for the killing of the Minnesota legislator and her husband, except for the attack on Paul Pelosi, on and on and on. And I haven't even shared with you Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump, claiming that they have saved God. They have saved God. I don't know, Christians out there, I think there's something in the Bible about the false worship of idols, those that claim God's power as their own. I don't know, I think there's something about that. When we come back, it is time for Broad Appeal. We're going to talk to a state legislator, a woman who's doing great things to serve the middle class, and her incredible background living abroad with her family as a young person. Don't miss it. It speaks to this moment for all of us as Wisconsinites. That's coming up next, 855-75-CIVIC.